How'd you get in touch with us?
Well, Mrs. Gerald was a home demonstration agent here.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister is up in Stillwater and works for public information up there. Bobby Lou knew her sister, and I know her, so I got in touch with her. She got her sister down here and told her what I was looking for. I came in this morning, and she had a list of names there, and she said, Mr. here
mm-hmm.
is president of the...
Half Century Club.
Yeah, the Half Century Club.
Mm-hmm.
So I started with you.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am. It just clicked off just like
well,
that.
Mr. has been president of the Half Century Club ever since it organized here. And, you know, we had several organizations over the state, but this is the only one that's carried on.
Hmm.
This is the only one that is in the state of Oklahoma now.
Hmm.
And every county was supposed to have one. See, that's where they started out,
mm-hmm.
was to organize a Half Century Club in every county. But they didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
We had several organized, but they just pooped out.
This is going to be easier to join. I mean, the clubs are going to be larger, but they aren't going to mean as much in the future. Because
mm-hmm.
now, if you go back 50 years, you really remember the state.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're not supposed to wave a red flag at a bull because you'll do what to it?
Infuriate him. Make him mad.
If people are all excited and they shouldn't be, you say, all right now, everybody, let's just...
Calm down.
Or keep calm?
Yeah, keep calm.
And after a hard day's work, you say you're...
I'm tired.
And if you're extremely tired, you say you're just plain...
Just plain pooped.
Worn out?
Worn out. Mm-hmm. Worn to a frazzle. Yeah, that's right.
If children are making a lot of noise, what would you tell them?
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet
else?
Down.
Uh-huh. A person who's lost his hearing, you'd say, is...
Deaf.
Mm-hmm.
My poor little mother's lost her eyesight. She's blind.
Your mother?
Mm-hmm. She's 86 years old.
My goodness. Is she living up on the farm?
No. She's in a rest home, Fort Worth.
Oh, Gio's rest home. It's
a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. She's in a Christian Science rest home.
As companions to visit with.
Mm-hmm.
That's grand.
Mm-hmm. She's awful lonely.
How about the other people in there? Do they visit with her?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's a real nice place, but Mother's always kind of crazy about her kids. And she can... But you go down there, she wants you to get her out, of course, and bring her home with you, and you just...
That won't work.
You can't do it.
No.
She won't stay when you get her here.
And I imagine she's discontent all the time.
Oh, discontented all the time, and of course, being that she can't see is a terrible thing, because she can't write, she can't read.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... It's and she's real active.
Mm.
Can just get around.
There's that period again.
That period?
Peart.
Oh, that peart.
She's real active.
Real active.
Say, peart? I wonder if she'd enjoy a transistor radio where she could put the thing in her ear and not bother
She might.
I got one of these things, and gee, I love it.
Mm-hmm. She might. She might. They have a real nice radio. And of course, she can't see television, but I think she enjoys the radio better than she does the television. Because... I don't know. Seems like it, she always liked it better.
Mm-hmm.
She always has,
mm-hmm.
you know, since her eyes has been getting better. But I think now she could tell light from dark, but she couldn't tell who I was other than
mm-hmm.
she could hear me talk.
Mm-hmm.
And those things were pathetic.
Yeah.
It just drives me crazy. I could just cry my eyes out if it'd do any good, but it just wasn't doing good. There's no point in it.
Mm-hmm. This is just the life cycle.
That's just it.
If you saw a man out in the field and he was working hard and his shirt was wet and somebody said, how did he get his shirt wet? You'd say, well, he just